Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Burning Man Festival attendees were told Saturday to shelter in place and to try to conserve food, water, and fuel amid heavy flooding in the area. The airport and entrance of Black Rock City, Nevada, where the event is held, were both closed and no driving was allowed besides emergency vehicles. Organizers closing the festival to vehicles after one death was reported, officials providing no details on that fatality. Porta potties at this point are sometimes not available because they haven't been emptied, and some are full and not usable. Here's Fox News' Claudia Cohen on site.
Camps are hunkering down. We're supporting each other. We're making sure our neighbors have enough food and water and blankets. And we're still finding fun, just a different kind of fun. It's not so much art, cars, and parties, but really connecting with each other. And that's part of the burner spirit, too. So we're going to get through this. It's certainly a Burning Man to remember.
A Wall Street Journal poll released over the weekend showing support among Trump and Biden split directly down the middle at 46% each for the 2024 presidential election if it was held today. ABC's George Stephanopoulos said it appears the indictments against Trump are only strengthening his base with the GOP. With every passing month, with every new indictment, Donald Trump seems to be consolidating his control over the Republican Party. A horrified employee at Kaiser Permanente leaked a sex change training which promoted the idea that a three-year-old can be transgender. Kaiser Permanente released a statement clarifying the training did not endorse the use of medical interventions among children in the age group. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Steve Harwell, the former lead singer of Smash Mouth, has entered hospice care as he suffers from the final stages of liver failure. TMZ reporting that Harwell is on his deathbed as he has entered the last stage of liver failure, which was brought on from a lifelong struggle with alcohol abuse. The all-star singer was being treated in a hospital until recently. If you stroll through the aisles of a Japanese store, you might find Kit Kats in flavors like salt lemon, caramel pudding, whole grain biscuit, melon, and milk tea. Good luck finding those at Target or Walmart in the U.S. Kit Kat aficionados know that to find the most interesting varieties, you have to shop outside of the U.S. or go to specialty stores that carry imported goods. That's because Kit Kat is distributed by different companies in the U.S. and internationally. In the U.S., Kit Kat sold by Hershey. In the rest of the world, Nestle's is in charge. That means different Kit Kats don't taste the same. UCLA Bruins head coach Chip Kelly making sure to voice his displeasure with a new NCAA clock rule during his opening game against Coastal Carolina. In Division 1 and 2 football games, the clock no longer stops after teams get first downs unless it's the last 2 minutes of the half. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hear what's...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing your part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, 65 million unsung caregivers at risk of emotional exhaustion, divorce. This is a warning that comes from the author of A Minute for the Caregiver. When every day feels like Monday, he considers himself fluent in caregiver as he ministers to the 65 million people in the United States struggling to care for a loved one like he's done for 37 years along with his wife, Gracie. Talks about being so overwhelmed he tried checking himself into a mental hospital, but was given a tuna sandwich and sent home. Peter Rosenberger joins us now. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. And that's a true story, by the way. I tried to have myself committed. All it gave me was a tuna sandwich.
It sent you home. It doesn't surprise me. I got to tell you, my son at one point was having some very severe problems, was in a motorcycle accident, a lot of pain, and the emergency room just wheeled him out on the curb. Just, they didn't even give him a tuna sandwich. They says, "Hey, we're done with you. Just go outside." And nothing for the pain, nothing. Just they just didn't want to hear about it anymore.
Well, this is the plight that a lot of people have in this country. They get overwhelmed. They get into trauma. They get into all kinds of things, and we get thrust into a system we don't understand. And that happened for me nearly 40 years ago. My wife was hurt in a car wreck before I met her, and I fell in love with a woman with a broken body, but I was dumber than a box of hammers, Bill. I mean, I didn't know what to do. And, right. You know, I was 22 years old, and the surgeries just kept mounting, and we're leaving tomorrow to go down to Denver. She's going to have her 86th surgery this week, and it's a nine-hour surgery.
Wow, Peter.
And it's she has a – and she's lost both legs, and – she's tougher than train smoke, I tell her, but she, you know, she's taking it on the chin. I mean, so what do you do with this? And so I found myself that way years ago, but I thought I was just losing my mind. I couldn't sleep. And I said, "Well, I'm crazy." And they said, "Well, no, you're not." And I said, "Well, put it in writing because there's people that want to see that."
Right, exactly.
And so I said, "What do I, you know," and they said, "You're burnt out." And then the counselor was talking to me. She said, "Look, I recommend some people for you to talk to." And I said, "Okay." And she said, and as I was leaving, she said, "I'd recommend a book for you to read, but you're the guy to write it." And, and so I did. I've written the book for caregivers. I do the nation's largest radio program for caregivers. And everything I do is, like you said in the intro there, I speak fluent caregiver. I understand this language. I understand this world. I understand the challenges. And so with 65 million people that are hurt, that are caring for people who are hurting. You're talking about a vast amount of people.
Right, exactly. And that universe is only growing, Peter, right? I mean, because the fact of the matter is you have baby boomers that are, going into retirement, and they are the ones now that, the kids that they've raised, and they're going, well, what the heck, let's put them in assisted living, let's not bring them home, after all, I mean, this is like cats in the cradle here, like the song, right?
We have a silver tsunami of aging people. I am at the tail end of the baby boomers, but you throw in that, families don't know what to do. It's causing, if you have a disability in the family, the divorce rate is almost 90%.
Wow.
I mean, that's the reality. And then you got autism. I mean, and you've got addiction. You've got alcoholism. You've got trauma, in my wife's case. You've got all these things, Down syndrome. Wherever there's a chronic impairment, there's a caregiver. And if you don't help these people, then you're looking at a two-for-one deal here. Because if you've got 65 million caregivers who are hurting, they're taking care of at least one person. How is that working out if the caregiver's heart is a train wreck?
Exactly.
If we're broke, if we're fat, if we're unemployed, if we are bitter and miserable, and you're seeing things like murder suicide with families with disabilities, where they run to the end of their rope, they don't know what else to do, so they take the life of their loved one and then turn the gun on themselves. This is happening. Don't take my word for it. Just Google it.
Yeah.
It's out there. So how do you speak to these people? What do you offer? What do you do? And that's when I wrote this latest book, and I sent it to my publisher, and they jumped on it, and they said, look, we really want to do this. It's a fellow Marine of yours, Oliver North.
Yes, exactly.
And he's taking care of his wife. And so he asked if he could write the foreword to it. And this is an issue that transcends everything. Everybody, every demographic, every faith, every race, everything. We're all human beings, and we're all going to have to take care of somebody or be taken care of. And this latest book I wrote is just called A Minute for Caregivers. 1 minute chapters. You can read them in 1 minute. I timed them. And if you give me 1 minute, I'll point you to safety so that you can catch your breath and take a knee if you have to. And then let's develop healthier strategies for you to endure this. And as I approach this surgery this week with Gracie, I mean, I'm still doing this. I do this full time. And I think, okay, what is the real thing that I have?
Yeah. When do you catch a break, Peter?
Well, part of that is I take hours. I don't take days off. I take hours. We moved to Montana. We lived in Nashville for many, 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 many years. And then we decided to leave the traffic and the humidity and the rhinestones. And we moved to Montana. And so I'll get out on a horse, and kind of clear
decompress on the horse?
Yeah. Churchill said time on a horse is never time wasted. And so you do things like that. But I also go back to the Word of God. And I recognize that this is not our home. This is not permanent. And God is not smacking his forehead saying, oh, what about Gracie and Peter? I mean, he in this surgery she's having this week, he's already there waiting for her. He knows.
Right.
And so I lean on that. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And this is what is sustaining. People say, well, I'm not really that religious. Well, that's fine. You do what I've done as an atheist and write your book about it, and I'll read it. But I don't think anybody's going to do that. There's not atheists in this foxhole.
Yes.
And if you do this as long as I've done, you realize, oh, there's something bigger going on. And that's what sustains my heart. But these are the things that I wrote in this book. These are just practical things. I had one of the stories is I learned from when I moved up to Montana. They said, drive at the speed you're comfortable slamming in the ditch at. And that's pretty good advice for all of us as caregivers, because we go at breakneck speeds, we're going to have a wreck. So let's slow down. Another guy told me out here, don't pass the snowplow. There are people out there clearing the road for you. They may be listening to Lawrence Welk while they're doing it, and we're listening to Led Zeppelin, but the safest place is to be behind those professionals that are clearing the road.
Exactly.
Little things like that I want my fellow caregivers to be able to hang on to in the midst of their craziness. Don't have to, you can turn to any page in this book. You don't have to read it in a linear fashion. And I wanted people to be able to understand, here's what health looks like from somebody who has lived this for nearly 40 years.
Yeah, because Peter, one of the things that other therapists have shared with me is that, you got to take care of yourself first, right? You can't give what you don't have, right?
I am no good to my wife if I'm fat, broke, and miserable.
Yeah. when it comes down to. Amazing. Peter Rosenberger is with us. We're talking about his new book, A Minute for the Caregiver, When Every Day Feels Like Monday. Our conversation with Peter will continue on the other side of the break. So stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Peter Rosenberger right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're hearing the story of Peter Rosenberg and his wife, Gracie, Unbelievable, you know, what he's had to endure. But you don't get the sense that he's endured it with any regret. It has been a joy in taking care of his wife, and he might say that she's taken care of him probably more than he has her. You can just sense her heart as he relates the story. You know, Peter reminds me, I had a dear friend when I was in radio in California, and her mom was dealing with dementia and probably a form of Lou Gehrig's. And the father was the caretaker. And this had been going on for well over, 10 years. And the dad had been taking care of the mom. And one day the kids come by and they see a invitation for a high school reunion that was going to be taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they asked the dad, they said, "Dad, are you going to go?" And he goes, "Well, come on, I can't go. You know, I got to take care of your mother. I've been taking care of your mother." "Oh, Dad, come on. I'll tell you what. We'll step in." There were four kids. "We'll step in. We'll take care of her. So, you can go." And he goes, you don't realize what you're, taking on here." No. "Come on. This is our mom. You've been doing this and you need a break. And, so you go on the union. We'll take care of it." Well, they went through the first shift. And after the first shift, Peter, it was an eye-opener, as you can imagine. And they were going, "Oh, my God, here it is. We've gone through one shift," and it was like 4 or 5 hours as they rotated, and they just couldn't believe it. They were overwhelmed about what it took. And they imagined, they just says, "Gosh, Dad's been doing this for the last 10 years all by himself. What were we thinking? What's going on?" So anyway, when he comes back, from the reunion, they're in tears and they go, "Dad, we're so sorry. We apologize. You know, we should have been there for you and Mom. You've been doing this for 10 years. We just did it over the weekend and we're basket cases." I mean, this just, just really, ripped us apart. "You've been doing this for 10 years. How have you been able to endure this?" Now, this is a man who is not of strong Christian faith. But what he said, which I thought was had to come straight, from the throne room of God, he reminded his kids. He says, "I want you to know, I made a promise to your mom 20 years ago, and I'm not about to break it now." That was just, just amazing. And that's a testimony to their relationship and to their family. And those kids, as a result, will never be the same, because of the truth that their father shared with them that day.
That's a powerful truth, Bill, and it's the reality of so many of us as caregivers in our life, and we did make a promise, and sometimes those promises take a beating. Mm-hmm. And they take a real beating. Ours did, and I can point to a whole host of others. But here we are, and what have we learned through it? One of the things I've learned through it is my wife has a Savior. I'm not that Savior. And it's really important for me to understand my role in this. My role is to care for her, not to fix this, and not to solve this problem. This is way beyond. I didn't do this to her, and I can't undo it. Mm-hmm. The other thing I've learned is that she's never going to feel better about this. I'm never going to feel better about this. But the goal is not to feel better. The goal is to be better. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate things now more than I ever have in my life. And I've gone back and I've read through people who've got a man's search for meaning with Viktor Frankl and others who The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom. And you go back and you see in some of the worst case scenarios in life, there is still beauty. There's still something extraordinary. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, "Bless you, prison, for the change you made in my life. For there upon that rotting straw mattress, I learned that the goal of existence is not prosperity, as we're told,
right,
but it's the maturity of the human soul." Now, the question is, are we willing to trust that God will lead us into this with the intent of growing us, maturing us, preparing us, being with us? But he never leaves us. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." That's the whole point of it. He's with us in it. The goal is not to just all of a sudden snap fingers and we're just magically transported out of all this craziness. No, we're going to become better through this. And life is worth living. beauty is there, joy is there. Gracie laughs like a drunk Viking, and I love to make her laugh. And I will say things to her that are just outrageous. You know, I did a bit with Jeff Foxworthy some years ago on You Might Be a Caregiver If. You know, if you've ever hung a sock on your wife's hospital room door, you're probably, you know, and I mean, we live life, man. We're not over here just wringing our hands about it. Yes, there are tears. We have plenty of tears, but do we know how to laugh? Do we know how to live? Do we know how to participate in this grand gift that we have of life? Even if Gracie does it with a body racked with pain and missing both legs, we could still participate in life.
Yeah.
And that's the message of this is not we're not being punished, or this is not some kind of doom and gloom. This is, this is hard. This is tough.
No
but
doubt.
That's why I wrote the book.
Yeah.
Because
Peter,
here's what I've done.
Yeah. How would Gracie share her story? What would she say?
Well, she would say the same thing I just said. Life is worth living, and I'm going to do it the best I can with what I have. And when she goes out and sings and does the things that she does, and don't take my word for it. Go out and listen to her sing. The girl can flat out just get it. She sings from such a place that it is just overpowering. And I've watched her walk out on massive stages with her robotic-looking legs, and she doesn't care. And she goes out there and just it's transcending of all this stuff. I've never seen anything like it. But she's a bit tired. 86 surgeries is a lot of surgery.
Yeah. Oh.
And the pain saps her. But we got a good team down in Denver that we're going to, and we feel like this is going to help put her back on the road a little bit. She has a lot of challenges, but she will still say, great is thy faithfulness. Yeah. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. This is not something that she just kind of clings to in hopes of, well, maybe this will be okay. She's like, she'll plant her flag on this.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, for anybody that's had to deal with pain management, it is exhausting. And here's someone who's been dealing with this, you know, for more than half of her life now. And fortunately, she has you, Peter, you know, to come alongside and to help her and to, you know, bring some laughter and joy in the day. This caregiver principle that you share with us, every day feels like Monday. Unpack that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I called up the doctor's office one time and the billing office, and as I do on my show when I have callers, I always ask, how are you feeling? You know, because I wanted caregivers to start speaking from their own voice. Caregivers lose their identity. We start speaking in third person singular and not first person singular. And so I asked the billing agent there, said, how are you feeling? She said, great, it's Friday. And then before I could catch myself, Bill, it plopped out. Well, Friday means nothing to me. Every day is Monday. Because I don't get holidays off. And I don't get those kinds of things off. I have to catch respites when I can. Now, so the other day, a friend of mine said, I could leave Gracie for hours at a time, particularly if I got a friend to come be with her. And her father lives out here as well. And so he'll check in on her. But he said, we're going to go down the river. And so we floated down the river, and he's teaching me how to fly fish. So I took that time off. It's not a whole day, but I got a morning off to go fly fishing.
Wow, how much fun is that? Wow, good
for
you.
It's a lot of fun. I live in one of the fly fishing capitals of the world here. And so I learned to take those moments when you can and to breathe in. But I wouldn't appreciate those moments if I didn't walk through these principles of saying, you know what, I need to be healthy, because healthy caregivers take better care of their loved ones.
Exactly.
Caregivers make better caregivers.
Yeah, you can't give what you don't have. That's right. Exactly. Well, Peter, how can... Well, congratulations on the book, A Minute for Caregivers, Why Every Day Feels Like Monday. How can people be in touch with you, Peter?
You go out to hopeforthecaregiver.com, hopeforthecaregiver.com.
Well, Peter Rosenberger, thank you so much. We're going to be praying for Gracie, okay, that all goes especially well with this neck surgery. You take care. God bless.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Burning Man Festival attendees were told Saturday to shelter in place and to try to conserve food, water, and fuel amid heavy flooding in the area. The airport and entrance of Black Rock City, Nevada, where that event is held, both closed and no driving allowed besides emergency vehicles. One fatality has been reported. A Wall Street Journal poll released over the weekend showing support among Trump and Biden split directly down the middle at 46% in the 2024 presidential election if it were held today. A horrified hospital employee at Kaiser Permanente leaked a sex change training video which promoted the idea that a three-year-old can be transgender. Kaiser Permanente said they did not endorse the use of medical interventions among children in that age group. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're on standby for Dr. Wendy Patrick, looking forward to the conversation. I think, you know, it's interesting with Dr. Patrick. I think we did a Newsmax hit several weeks back, maybe a month ago, and we were trying to connect. And I was pursuing her and trying to answer her social media request, and for some reason, it wasn't quite working, and the whole deal. So I thought, well, isn't this rich and ironic that now we have the chance of being able to talk on this Labor Day Monday and talk about her expertise? So we'll see. And so I say we have this opportunity. It's still like trying to get a hold of her through social media. We're having a little bit of a challenge getting connected via our you know, via our connections and her phone line. So we'll stay tuned. Basically, you know, the proposition she poses is, have you ever been misjudged? Have you ever misjudged a situation that appeared desirable but ended in disaster? Have you been betrayed by a friend, coworker, love interest? You know, we all face challenging, heartbreaking experiences that require us to make important decisions. But rather than pursue worldly advice, we can find complete wisdom and discretion in God and His Word. In her new book, Why Bad Looks Good, she's a career prosecutor. I mean, we're talking about a background. and a professor. She shares the importance of discernment, divine wisdom, and godly decisions. You know, and that's the thing I would say that is consistent for people of faith, especially at a time for such as this, when we're challenged. I mean, there's a lot of pressure out there in the culture to let go of common sense and to distract you, you know, from the truth and from the Word of God. And I would say that if you're not holding to the Word of God like ever before, you kind of feel like that the woman with the issue of blood, where you've tried everything. You know, you spent all kinds of money, the doctors couldn't help you, therapists couldn't help you, and you thought for a moment, if only I could even just touch the hem of his garment. I just believe that that could make the difference. And I know in today's America, in today's world, you know, we think about America, and I, you know, part of my daily devotion is considering those who are in pain unimaginable, that whose lives are restricted, whether it happens to be in solitary confinement or if they're in camps, encampments that a government has put them in, that are harvesting their organs, like what's happening with the Uyghurs in communist China. You know, over 1 million people are being held captive. Other, you know, across the world, other nations, other situations, people like the Dalits in India, the untouchables that Mother Teresa talked about, you know, those with leprosy, what they must be dealing with on an everyday, but they wake up, you know, they wake up to, you know, what? An acceptance of life that this is the way it is. And for those of us here in the West who have no clue of what they must be enduring, we have no idea of what life must be for the poorest of the poor, the less thans, the people that are looked down upon. And, you know, for a moment, if you could even have enough empathy and compassion. You know, we make fun of politicians sometimes that seem to be disconnected from the heart. And I wonder, you know, if we're not as guilty. You know, the fact that we can see it. You know, like Jesus said, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Before you take, you know, take that splinter out of your brother's eye, maybe you might consider the 2x4 that's in yours. You know, guilty as charged. Because sometimes it's so easy to judge others. Instead of taking a moment, taking a breath to realize, wow, what must they be enduring? You know, to be so poor and, you know, to be without a meal on a, you know, daily, weekly basis. I mean, they're just, it's hard to imagine. And God has been opening my heart. And I'm not saying this as like I'm some sort of special agent. I'm only sharing this with you because maybe this is what God is showing you. Maybe God's showing you even worse things. And there is a reason for this. You know, that we don't think, you know, so selfishly of ourselves because we're dealing with a government that seems to be corrupt or, you know, the things that seem to be so unfair. You know, this is life, and this is what's going on. But God's opening of our hearts so that we would be aware and that we could be change agents. We could be agents to come alongside, however that's represented. Okay. Well, I understand Dr. Wendy Patrick, we got her. She was in the middle of brain surgery, but we got her out of brain surgery, and so now she's able to join. I'm just teasing. Of course. Dr. Wendy Patrick, welcome to the show. How are you?
I would really be working on Labor Day if that were the case, but I'm glad you have me anyway.
Well, hey, it is Labor Day. I mean, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to labor, right? I mean, after all, I was sharing with Dr. John Lott earlier, Wendy, that, you know, the wisest man ever, Solomon himself, in the book of Ecclesiastes says that, you know, we should enjoy the fruit of our labor, enjoy laboring because, you know, life is so short. And it's a gift from God that we get to work, right?
You know, that's so true. And remember the Apostle Paul, remember what he said, he who does not work shall not eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And so clearly there is a value placed on work. There's also a value placed on a Sabbath. And it's interesting, as an attorney, I just gave a segment on labor laws that basically say nobody is entitled to not work on Labor Day. It is job by job. But because we work for the Lord, I think that you and I and our listeners work in some fashion to spread the gospel every day.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that I thought quite ironic is I went and, you know, I just went through hip replacement surgery. So I'm just barely starting to get out and drive. And I was running some errands. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I need to go pick up some laundry and go pick up some mail. And this is on Saturday, Wendy. They're closed. They're closed for Labor Day. Only in America, right?
You know, it's funny. When I was growing up, though, that would be more likely the case. And, you know, holidays, you all went to the movies or something. Nowadays, it's doorbuster sales.
Well, of course.
These holidays that we used to originally believe would close the doors. So I think as the economy waxes and wanes, it's a sign of the time that more of us are working on Labor Day. But in your industry, as in mine, I think we can pretty much count on putting in a full day, whatever that looks like, 8 hours or less.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get a little break. Normally I do a TV show on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But the people, the staff at the studio said, we're taking a break. So we're going to run one of your old shows. Okay, fine, whatever. So here we are, you know, 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. 9 to 12 Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and you know, we're doing, you know, doing the work for the people and hopefully encouraging them, you know, for whatever the topic. You know, and we're going to get more in detail with your topic, you know, regarding your new book, Why Bad Looks Good. But you know, meanwhile, you know, we should be encouraged. You know, work encourages us. It you know, after all, we are being obedient to what God called us to do, and that was to be fruitful and multiply, right?
Amen. And you know, it's an interesting segue. It works perfectly because the reason I wrote this book is in the almost 30 years I've been prosecuting crime and working with victims, i.e. my day job, I just saw the same pattern over and over. Bad people look good in paper, in person, on and offline. But you know, Bill, it's more than that. Not only do they look good, they sound good. You know, I have a chapter called The Seduction of the Silver Tongue, which ironically is my job. That's what I do for a living. I'm a persuader. But when it comes to meeting people and not knowing enough about them, not knowing about the fruit of their life or their labor, I guess that would work on the segment today, Labor Day.
Right.
People make us feel good by telling us what we want to hear. They charm and disarm us into lowering our defenses. Then we become vulnerable to exploitation. You know, that's the enemy's playground. You know, somebody will just dive right in and take advantage of our areas of weakness and vulnerability. And so my day job actually is what inspired and encouraged me to write this book, Why Bad Looks Good.
Well, let's talk more about it on the other side of the break. Dr. Wendy Patrick is with us, and we're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, hallelujah. It is, in fact, you know, remember I told you I had my doubts. I wasn't sure if Dr. Wendy Patrick was someone that we did a Newsmax hit, I think it was back in July. And we were trying to connect through LinkedIn, and it was going back and forth, and I kept accepting, but you kept rejecting me, Wendy. But fortunately, you know, being in the radio business, I grew up with rejection. Also being a Catholic. A Catholic, you know, you learn a lot early about rejection.
You know, I thought you learned a lot about guilt, because I was raised Catholic also. So,
guilt came from my mom. My mom, Mexican mothers, they are 10-degree black belts in guilt.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, them and Jewish mothers, I mean, if she'd have been Jewish and Mexican, I'd have been done. You know, but, it was enough. Good fun here. But anyway, Why Bad Looks Good? Why'd you write the book?
Well, you know, I wrote it in order to address in a very different way some of the very common questions that we all grapple with. I wrote it to address these questions in a biblical way. And Bill, every time I walk through a bookstore, you know, I see all the people in the self-help aisle, and it's crowded, and people are looking about how to lose weight and be more attractive and build better relationships. And I always want to just direct them to the world's bestseller, which of course isn't in the self-help aisle, and that's the Bible. So I wrote 26 chapters of biblical solutions to worldly problems. Everything from dressed for deception, when bad is beautiful, bittersweet nothings, hearing what you want to hear, when bad feels good, the seduction of sensuality, when lust looks like love, and I could go on and on. Just show my secular brothers and sisters that the Bible has answers to all of these real life issues where you wouldn't necessarily even believe this is in there. I mean, they haven't read the Bible. They don't know it's there. And many of them have told me privately, I had no idea the Bible talked about that. Everything from money to marriage, health to happiness, gossip to greed. So I thought, why not create something that is a manageable book? You can pick it up at an airport and take it with you on the plane, that shows how much biblical wisdom can help you by reading the word to address the problems of the world.
And hopefully what your book does, and I believe this would be your heart, is that, you know, from your book, they would be drawn to the source. Because the problem that we have in our culture today is we're so biblically illiterate. When people are freaking out about the culture, you know, all this, sexual grooming of our kids, the sexual perversion that's running rampant, the breakup of marriages and family. I mean, God gives us answers, to your point, Wendy, for all those issues of life. But if we're not seeking the one who has the answers, I mean, if you have Jesus himself, his own son, saying, you know, forget about the food. It's the word of God that I live off of. I mean, if Jesus himself is saying that, I think that's pretty significant, in my humble opinion.
Oh, it's completely significant. And, you know, it really takes the place of, it should take the place of anything else in your life in terms of idols. You know, I have a chapter on idolatry. It's like we get so caught up in being too busy to pray. Guess what? We can't possibly be too busy to pray. That is the most important thing in our life, our relationship and our walk with Jesus. You know, it's amazing if you start your day intentionally with 15 minutes of connection.
Exactly.
Everything works better. I mean, it's amazing how many breaks you get. And for those that haven't tried, try it and see what I mean. It is absolutely supernatural, beyond explanation, how much the power of prayer can define not just the course of your life, but the practical course of your day. I always tell my secular friends, you spend one day with me, and then at the end of the day, you tell me whether or not you believe there's a God.
Right.
There's no substitute for that kind of illustration and daily proof. I mean, Joe, I'm a lawyer. My life is dealing with proof. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Every second.
Exactly. Well, here you are. You know, you're a trial attorney, a career prosecutor. Explain how seemingly good things often influence our perception. And you're right there. I mean, people have you're around people with a very bent and charming perspective about them. They can get you to believe things that otherwise you wouldn't believe because they're career criminals. I mean, you know, we're talking about my mother being a 10-degree black belt in guilt. I mean, they have a unique gift, you know, for all the wrong things to get you to, you know, basically what they're doing is reflecting Satan, because we know Satan, that's what Satan does, right?
You know, Bill, you and I are on the same wavelength. That's exactly what I was just going to say, is some people get into these toxic relationships with somebody that makes them feel bad about themselves, somebody that reminds them of past sins. That is the devil. There is nothing about Christianity or a relationship with Jesus that ever reminds you of sins of the past. That's all the devil. It's all about the future with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the real distinguishing factors in trying to figure out if you are in a good relationship or not. You know, Why Bad Looks Good isn't just the title of this book. It's the title of a column I've been writing for Psychology Today for almost a decade. And it covers these important issues. What are the emotional reasons we're drawn to people, situations, circumstances that look good, they look healthy, but they're actually harmful or hazardous? Have you ever, our listeners can relate to this. You sometimes surround yourself with people that make you better. They make you feel good about yourself. They're inspiring. They're encouraging. You know, they are green lights in a world of flying red flags. And it is those types of people that are more often, if they're, you know, Christian brothers and sisters, especially, to come beside you and help you to move forward, not be mired down in whatever you did or didn't do in the past, but where you can go today.
Well, they're the ones that make you feel better. They help you find a better version of yourself, as opposed to what happens, Wendy, I think sometimes, because sin can attract more sin. And if you don't reconcile that, you have like this like Velcro receptor of like sin, and you don't realize it. And you just kind of draw to yourself, and you wonder, you go, why do I keep repeating this? Well, you know, slow down, take a pause, and seek God. Seek the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will help you, because you talk about why it's so important to discern. And sometimes we're just so hurried to live life with our hair on fire that we end up reproducing the very thing that we don't want to reproduce.
And that's exactly why that 15 minutes in the morning is so important. And I know people say, oh, I'm not a morning person. Well, then wait till you're conscious, whatever you need to do. But it's exactly that, Bill, because what do we do then? You talk about Velcro. That's what I meant when I said guilt. You know, sometimes not only do you carry that guilt around, but it attracts the kind of behaviors that you're trying to avoid. And it's not just so easy to say, oh, well, I'll stop doing this, I'll stop thinking that, but it is doable with the Lord. And the other thing I always want to sort of say on that point is you don't disappoint God. You can't disappoint God. He already knows what you're going to do. Seeking His will in helping you in the day-to-day is the wonderful way to live, even if you do have to get back in the saddle if you falter. It's not a surprise to the Lord.
Right, exactly.
The Holy Spirit is not a surprise to God, and you can learn from it. And guess what? You encourage others with that mindset as well.
Well, the thing is, see, God loves us so much, and the way He designed us, Wendy, is that we can renew our minds. The whole idea of renewing the minds is we can, you know, God designed us in such a way to where we can, we're capable of doing that. But that's something, you know, the devil does not want us to do. You know, getting back to this idea of, you know, what I used to compare the way we would attract sin, it's like having an operating system in a computer, right? Your computer accepts certain software and operates within this. Well, spiritually, we have a format. We have a system within us, within our psychology, that allows for certain software to operate. And if we allow for sin software to operate in us, it will overcome us and it will compromise our identity and our destiny, won't it?
Yeah, sometimes we call those scripts. It's a script that plays out. And sadly, you know, we are capable and we've been empowered by the Holy Spirit to change that script. But we have to just keep in the power of prayer. You know, you say the devil would love for us to sort of just give up and give in. Well, guess what? He hates when we pray, too, because that connection with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, that is what's going to help us change that script, even if it's something lifelong. And, you know, we struggle. We all struggle. That's common. And remember what it says, no temptation has overcome you but what's common to man. And Jesus will allow you to stand up under it. He'll never give us more than we can bear.
Yeah.
But it's that daily practical walk that's going to help us be our best. And if anybody hasn't tried that, you know what? Today is a brand new day. It's Labor Day. Let's try it. Let's all start again today.
Well, and we know by experience, Wendy, and you've experienced this, is that he who experiences God will exercise mighty exploits. And there probably have been times in your life when you sit there and go, wow, I know that's not of me, it's God. But it's because of the experience that you've had with God. You've trusted God in the little things that when the big things come in. So like with all that you're talking about and having discernment and utilizing the gifts that God has given you so that you can influence and empower others, you know, that's a true gift. That's a higher calling. That is a result of God's mission upon you. We got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
You know, I'll just wrap it up with, God bless you for putting on a show like this that does inspire and encourage and hopefully lead others to think, you know, spending more time with God is an investment in life, not only eternal life, but life here and now. So God bless you and thank you for inviting me on your show.
Well, you've got my real email now, so don't hesitate. The light is always on for you, okay, Wendy?
Good.
Stay in touch. Look forward to it.
Okay.
Dr. Wendy Patrick has been our guest. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your Labor Day. Have a blessed day.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of